I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. A developer from Des Moines is taking a big risk on downtown Bettendorf by building new apartments on the site of an old motel. Demolition of the Twin Bridges Motel and Paddle Wheel Restaurant began this week. This morning, the president of Newberry Living, Frank Levy, city officials, and others pitched in to help tear down the motel with the blue roof located on 15th Street. That's the sound of a sledgehammer knocking bricks off one corner of the old building. The general contractor, Kevin Kellner, from Build to Suit, provided the muscle behind the demolition tool. Frank Levy from Newberry Living considers the property prime real estate. The location boasts great views of the Mississippi River, and he's thrilled with the number of eyeballs that will see the new Bridges apartments as cars and trucks enter Iowa on the new I-74 bridge. Levy says the five-story building will have 132 apartments on the second through fifth floors, with a garage on the ground floor providing protection from the weather year-round.
It's a U-shape. Inside the U is a swimming pool and a patio, and the edges of the U are angled so that every apartment along the U has a view of the river.
The $22 million project will include an outdoor pool, rooftop lounge with a fire pit, balconies and laundry for each unit, a workout center, and community room. Bettendorf at-large alderman Frank Baden has been working for years to get rid of the Twin Bridges Motel.
Our fire department and police department have to be the happiest civil servants in the city because they make over 300 calls a year to this address. Stop and think how much money that costs the city when you have to make 300 calls to one location.
The city's financial incentive package includes a 20-year tax increment financing deal with Newberry Living, along with a $750,000 economic development grant. About 20% of that money will help pay to bury the power lines to the Bridges apartments. It should be ready for renters in about a year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.